recite the text line by line, then you can repeat, which is on the board. Soyam te abhitastata Bhagavan Vishwabhavana Samasen Harir Nanyad Anyasmat Sad Asachayat Soyam Te Abhitastata Bhagavan Vishwabhavana Samasen Harir Nanyad Anyasmat Sad Asachayat Soyam Te Abhitastata Bhagavan Vishwabhavana Samasen Harir Nanyad Anyasmat Sad Asachayat Any Matajis would like to lead, recite? Soyam, saha, that, I am the same, te, unto you, abhihitaha, explained by me, tata, my dear son, bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Vishwabhavanaha, the creator of the manifested worlds. Samasena, in brief. Hare, without Hari the Lord. Na, never. Anyat, anything else. Anyasmat being the cause of Sat manifested or phenomenal. Asat nominal. Cha and Yat whatever there may be. So I will read the translation and the purport. My dear son, I have now explained in brief the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is creator of the manifested worlds. Without Him, Hari, the Lord, there are no other causes of the phenomenal and nominal existences. Purport. Since we generally have the experience of the temporary material world and conditioned souls trying to lord it over the material worlds, Brahmaji explained to Narad Dev that this temporary world is the work of external potency of the Lord, and the conditioned souls struggling here for existence are the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. There is no cause for all these phenomenal activities but Him, Hari, the Supreme Lord, who is the primeval cause of all causes. This does not mean, however, that the Lord Himself is distributed impersonally. He is aloof from all these interactions of the external and marginal potencies. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that by His potencies alone, He is present everywhere and anywhere. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. Everything that is manifested rests on His potency only. But He, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always aloof from everything. The potency and the potent are simultaneously one and different from one another. One should not deprecate the Supreme Lord for the creation of this miserable world. Just as one should not blame the king for creating a prison house in the government. The prison house is a necessary institution of the government establishments for those who are disobedient to the laws of the government. Similarly, this world, full of miseries, is a temporary creation of the Lord for those who have forgotten Him and are trying to lord it over the false manifestation. He, however, is always, He means referring to God, however, is always anxious to get the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. And for this, He has given so many chances to the conditioned souls via the authoritative scriptures, His representatives, and personal incarnations also. Since He has no direct attachment to this material world, He is not to be blamed for its creation. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yadkripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we welcome again everyone for this morning Bhagavatam class. So this second canto basically is talking about Sarg and Visarg. There are 10 subject matters discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And this second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the primary creation and secondary creation. And in this particular chapter, which we are reading, talks about the various incarnations. So in the last 1 month, we have been hearing from wonderful devotees about different incarnations and their purpose for incarnations. So this section is basically Brahmaji speaking to Narad Muni. So it's Brahma Narad Samvad. And this is what is being described in this section. And these are the last 3 verses of this chapter and which we are reading. So this is the 3rd last verse where Narad Muni is finally telling about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how the Supreme Lord is the creator of this manifested world. So this is what is being described. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that generally we have the experience of living in a temporary material world. So we all have that experience living in this temporary material world, which is, as is explained, which is full of struggles and miseries. So each one of us, we don't have to elaborate on this subject. Each one. I seek blessings of all my seniors here before we begin to speak. So this is a place of misery, and so no need to elaborate on that. We all have our own experiences of it. And then how Prabhupada explains that the Supreme Lord Himself as Sri Krishna is the creator of the universe through Maya, through His potency, Maya Devi. So that's how Krishna creates. He is not directly involved. At the same time, He is, through His energies, the whole creation is happening. And then Prabhupada explains how each living entity is the work of external potency of the Lord, and the conditioned souls are struggling here for existence as marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. So each living entity whom we are present here are, as explained here, is the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, the Tatastha Shakti, which has the free will, the independence to be either at the lotus feet of the Lord or in our home at the original Vrindavan or in the material world. That free will we have. So therefore it is described as marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. And each one of us has been bound in this world with ropes. But we can say ki ropes to kuch dikhta to hai nahi bhai, kahan bandha hua hai. Bhagavatam and the scriptures explain that we are all bound by the different ropes. But here in the purport is explained that each individual soul is conditioned through the modes. The Bhagavad Gita explains it is the modes. So that famous, I don't know, I mean nowadays we don't see that Katputli thing, I don't know, I don't know what you call puppet shows. I don't know. Now it doesn't even happen anywhere. But those, you can see the puppets, but you don't see the puppeteer, the person who is swaying. So it's just these ropes that are being seen. Ropes are also not seen. They're so thin, and it's so we just see the movement. So that's all we are seeing here is the movement. We are all moving around, it seems independently, but each one of us have our own combinations of sattva, rajo and tamogun, which are conditioning us, which are controlling us based on our own karma, based on our past lives. So Krishna is like the original cause of everything, that's what he says, who is the creator of the manifested worlds. And without him, there is no other cause. So Krishna is the original cause. He is the of this universe. And through his energy, everything is being happening. He himself is aloof. Like a CEO of a company, he is there. But it's not that he is there in every department or he is there at every position, everywhere he knows. But he is through his energies, through his knowledge, through his shakti, he is there. And Krishna, actually he for himself, he is there in his own spiritual abode, Sri Vrindavan. Vrindavan parityajya padam ekamna gachati. So that is the Supreme Lord. So, and then Prabhupada explains that it is not that the Lord wanted to create this creation. And like we have that, duniya banane wale kyu tumne duniya banai? We have that. But then beautifully Srila Prabhupada explains here and other places, it is basically we desired. So that is why this was created. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that it is like the Supreme Lord for creation of this material world, just as one should not blame the king for creating a prison house in the government. So that is also, in one sense, this is actually a prison house. Like 2 days back, I think the Bhagavatam class, it was, I think Radhapati Prabhu was wonderfully explaining that this is actually a Durga, a prison house. And Durga Devi, she is the in charge of this. So that, and it is not the Lord's desire to create this miserable existence or world. It is we as living beings residing with Krishna, with God, desired to have an independent existence, independent enjoyment, separate from God. And therefore, we were put into this existence. And it is out of Lord's compassion that this world has been. So this is has to be very clear to us. We will come back to it later, but this is an important concept that the whole design of this world has been as a prison house, and it is to bring us back to our original home, the spiritual world. So that is the whole. So therefore, it is very, very essential that we know the purpose of existence. Otherwise, most of us in this world do not know what the purpose of life is, and leading our lives without knowing the purpose. So pura jeevan chala jata hai ye jane bina ki is duniya ka uddeshya kya hai, ye kyun banayi gayi. So once we know the purpose of this existence, that it is actually a place of reformation, it is a place we are supposed to, it's like a prison where you do your, what do you call the term, and go back to your home, come out and be independent. So therefore, this is the beauty of the Bhagavatam and the scriptures. We clearly define the purpose of this creation. The purpose of creation is to somehow connect to God. And when we know the purpose of creation, then we know actually that everything that happens in this creation, the backdrop of that is the Lord's desire for the living entity to go back to Him, to come back to Him. As Prabhupada explains in this purport, that He, however, or referring to God, is always anxious to get the fallen souls back home. So that is the Lord's plan. That is the purpose of this world, is to bring people back to Godhead, to bring us, each one of us, back to Godhead. So therefore, this is very, very important. And without knowing the purpose, we are engaged in so many things in this world which are not connected with the original purpose, trying to analyze the material nature, or whatever. All these scientists are trying to analyze the atom, and within the particles, within the atom, and within the atoms, whatever. So when we were studying, it was this electron, proton, neutron, and now they're going even deeper into that, But we know from the scriptures that Krishna or God is there in the form of His energy, even within those spaces between the atomic or subatomic spaces. So therefore, the point is, it's not to deny science or not to deny, but if the world, or we all know the purpose, then we can actually So then, for once we have someone, Keshavendra is calling. Is there something they want to announce or something? He's calling my phone. If something urgent, then we can stop and do some announcement. Or if Kuldeep is there, he can come. So that's how this is. And so when there is a collaboration, when the purpose is defined, the purpose is clear to the entire world, then all the activities can be done in union with this understanding. All the scientific research, everything that is there can be done. So therefore, it is, while doing whatever research or whatever work we are doing outside, it has to be done in union with the basic premise of purpose of this world. So if any of our work, any of our activity, any of our services which we are doing, any of the work, any of our thoughts, any of our words are not in alignment with the purpose, with the design of this material world, there is bound to be struggle. Because there is a purpose for this world, and if we are acting which is not in alignment with the purpose, there has to be a mismatch. It's like, what do you say, fitting a round peg in a square box. So it's not going to be possible. So therefore, we need to align ourselves in that way. That is the whole purpose. Another thing which Prabhupada explains here is that once we know that the Supreme Lord, when we understand that the Supreme Lord is the cause of all, then we will have a vision where we will be able to actually perceive Lord's presence in everything. As Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains the Mahabhagavat's vision. Sthavar jangam dekhi na dekhi tara murti sarvatra hoye nij ishta dev spurati. So this is the vision of someone who knows that the Lord is the creator of this world. Sthavar jangam, moving or living being or non-living being. Na dekhe tara murti, he does not see the external forms. So when we have that vision, sarvatra hoye nij isht dev spurati. So when we have that vision of seeing everything in alignment as the creation of the Lord, then we can see actually everywhere the presence of the Supreme Lord. We can see, because this is creation of my Supreme Lord. This is my Lord's creation. So then we will not see the forms, the external forms which we see with our material eyes. When we develop that vision, the purpose, then we will actually be able to see. This is how we will be able to see. We will be able to see the Supreme Lord's presence in every living entity. Not even every living entity, in every aspect, in every matter, and in every aspect of our lives. Sarvatra hoye nij ishta deva spurti.
Nothing.
So when this vision is developed of sarvatra hoye ishta deva spurti, then all the problems of this world can be solved. When each one of us have developed this vision, that we see everything as energy of the Supreme Lord, then how respectful we will be towards our fellow beings, not even fellow beings, even Mother Earth. So all those, the root problem of the environment, or all the problems of the so many wars and pollutions and all these problems are there because we lack this vision of seeing everyone as the energy of the Supreme Lord, every living being as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, this is very, very important. And then Prabhupada explains that how this Krishna, in the last paragraph of the purport, that Krishna is always anxious. So Krishna is very, very anxious to have us. And then Prabhupada explains that that is the reason why he comes himself in various incarnations. He comes himself as his representatives. He comes himself in the form of scriptures. So this material world, as we explained, it's like it's a prison house. It is like a reflection of the spiritual world, our original home. And we rebelled, and therefore Krishna provided us this facility. Radhapati, I think 2 days back in his Bhagavatam class, was giving an example how, like, a family is driving on the Marine Drive. They are going in a car, and little baby, they have 3-year-old son, and sitting next to father in the car. And then he says, "Papa, papa, I also want to drive the car." So, pair break the kya matlab niche tak bhi nahi jayega. But then he's saying, I want to ride the car. And then finally, when father comes back, he buys him a toy car, and then tell him, "This is your car, you can do it." And then it is bound within the boundaries of the house. So he is independent, at the same time, he is bound. So that is what our condition is. We rebelled from a place, and we wanted to enjoy separately. Okay, Krishna says, "Don't worry, you want to enjoy, take this toy car, take this material world, enjoy. It has all the facilities within the boundaries, within the limitations. So therefore, this is a prison, you go ahead and enjoy." But as the design, as the purpose, as we explained, is to go back, so therefore, the premise as of this world, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, is dukh alay ashashvatam. So it is going to be a place of misery and impermanence. So we should not try to become permanently happy in this world, which is not possible. That we have to accept it, that it is not never going to be happen that we are permanently happy in this world. We don't try to build houses on the bridge. It's like a bridge. You don't build a house on a bridge. You know, you just have to cross and reach your destination. So similarly, spiritual world is our eternal residence, our eternal destination. That's where our address is. Like when you have to write permanent address, we should write whatever, Yamuna Vihar Golok Vrindavan. That's how. And but for the, of course, for living in this world, we have to write whatever is practical. But at the back of the mind, we should know that this is actually a temporary address what we have. Permanent address is there. And and the reason, as Prabhupada explains here, the Lord personally comes, sends Guru and Shastra, is so that this, the inherent purpose, the laws of karma, the design of this material world to bring the living entity back to the spiritual world can be fulfilled in a faster way. Even if the Lord does not appear or the devotees don't come, still the design is such a way that miseries will come and the living entity would be gradually moving. But the Lord is anxious. He wants to let us release from this prison faster. So therefore the Lord Himself comes. He sends His expert representatives. And when we follow, they are like the expert lawyers who can appeal on our behalf to the Supreme Lord. The scriptures are like the law book. So based on the scriptures, when we lead our lives, then the representatives of the Supreme Lord, they can actually present our case to the Supreme Court. And then when the Lord is convinced, and when the great lawyer, the spiritual masters present our case in front of them, then we can actually go back to the spiritual world and come out of this prison. So that is what is very beautifully described in this verse. So the Lord comes to Himself, sends His devotees, as I think it is described, that we are living like, it's like a fallen, this world is like a fallen in a blind well, which is empty, you just fall down. And these three ropes of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra are sent so that we can take on to these ropes and go back and climb back out and go out of this miserable material existence. So it's a beautiful tie-up between the Supreme Lord and His representatives that they do. They tie up in a way. So it's like in one sense there is the supreme judge and the spiritual masters, the supreme lawyer, they have a pact, internal pact already. Ki bhai isko isko leke jana hai, in sabko leke jana hai, aap mera jiska bhi main daleel karunga usko le jaiyega. So there is an internal pact is there between the great devotees of the Lord. So like that, this whole world is thing. Okay. So that's the whole idea of the Lord. The Lord sends His representatives and Himself comes, sends the scriptures so that we can just following the instructions of these great souls, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So I thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada ki. Just request, please be seated for a minute. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. With great sad and heavy heart, we want to make a very sad announcement that one of our great stalwart leaders of ISKCON India and ISKCON world, Param Pooja Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, has left for Krishna's realm, Golok Vrindavan. I'd like to read the message which we received. This is from the disciples of Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj there. Respected Maharajas, Prabhujis and Matajis, Jai Om Nitya Lila Pravishta, Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Stotra Shatashri Srimad, Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. With our hearts with our hearts broken but reconciled to Krishna's plan, we seek to announce the unfortunate departure of Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and his auspicious entry into the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Parthasati, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, and Sri Sri Lakshmi Narasingha. Gurudev will travel to Delhi and then to Sri Vrindavan Dham. We will send more details later. Please don't rush to Dehradun. Your servants, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Shishya Samuha, 9:20 a.m. today morning. Maharaj was surrounded by devotees praying for him, and Sri Loknath Maharaj also confirmed that when he chanted Hare Krishna, Gurudev also opened his mouth and left this world. Sri Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai. So as Radhanath Maharaj had told all the devotees to please chant and pray for the health of Maharaj, now that the inevitable has come and we have to bear this loss, let us all come together and offer our heartfelt offering prayers. And this loss will be not just for 1 hour or half hour, it will be for decades. What we have seen, what we have experienced, this is one of the biggest losses in India which we are experiencing today. So to continue this prayerful mood, we will be having kirtan in the temple hall now. We will be soon keeping, we already kept a temporary picture of Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj here. We will be bringing a picture of Gopal Krishna Maharaj also here. We will be doing kirtan and Jai Anilo Premadana, and devotees here can offer flowers. And when you go back home, please continue chanting and praying intensely for Maharaj, and especially all the devotees who are bearing separation of his loss. Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna. So we request Ravindran Prabhu to lead kirtan. Hare Krishna.